CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Hello?
Elmer?
Oh, I didn't wake you.
No, I thought you'd be up. Listen, can you come over for morning coffee about 11 o'clock?
Oh, listen, we mothers have got to get together if our daughters are going to put on a fair.
No, I didn't know a thing about it, really. Betsy mentioned it, I guess, but I had no idea they had planned such a big fair, you know.
I wish you'd get off that ball and have breakfast with me. Already I can see this children's fair is going to dominate our lives.
No, Eleanor. I told Betsy they'd have to postpone it until a week from this Saturday.
Why, we just couldn't possibly get organized in a daytime, you know.
Come on, you've been on that phone for half an hour.
No, I called Myra and Ann, and they're coming. Ruth and Grace can't make it, but we've got to start making some plans anyhow. I mean, I'll call the others as soon as I can. Yeah. Well, I'll see you this morning at 11. Fine. All right, good. What? Wonderful, would you? Oh, good. Well, I'm putting you right down. I'm writing it right now. I'm putting you in charge of tables and chairs then. Okay, Eleanor. Goodbye.
I don't believe it.
Eleanor's wonderful. She said Fred could get chairs from the church. Wonder how many we'll need now. Let me see if we get...
Betsy said the kids have already invited about 50 to come to the fair. I suppose you'll need 50 chairs.
Well, everybody isn't going to sit down all the time.
Johnny, aren't the kids putting on some entertainment or something?
Well, yes. I don't know exactly what it is, but they're...
Well, if they're putting on a play, then the audience has to sit down. At least it's customary.
Well, they're singing and dancing and reciting poetry, and I don't know. Really, I could just crown Betsy for the last minute.
Now they'll have fun.
Well, of course they'll have fun, dear, but who gets the work? The mothers.
Let Betsy and her club members do the work they want to.
Yes, darling, but they have no idea how to go about it. They act as though just inviting people to come to a fair is the main thing, and that tables and chairs and hot dogs and hamburgers and 100 other essentials are just going to miraculously appear. Now, you said yourself
You're right.
Lots to be done.
The parents will have to help out, but just remember, the children want to put on the fair themselves. So don't take over.
Betsy! I told her to get up and come down here so we could start making a list.
Honey, did you hear what I said? Don't take over.
Yes. No, we won't.
You understand what I mean?
Yes, I do. Well, we won't. But we have to get things organized. Betsy!
Well, young lady, it's about time you got down here to breakfast. Your mother's been calling you and calling you.
Well, I'm tired, Daddy, and it's so early.
Well, I have to have a list of what you children have planned for your fair now, Betsy.
Well, he's got a whole week. Oh, he's got a whole week,
she says, and we're going to need it, too. You children have no idea what it involves, honey.
We do, too, Mommy. We have it all planned, what we want to have.
Yes, dear, you have it planned, what you want to have, but you don't have it. Now, there's your orange juice, and I put in some toast for you. Now, I've got paper and pencil, so I want to make a list. Now, you start telling me what it is you children have planned.
We just planned a fair, that's all.
But tell Mommy all the various things so she can make a list.
I don't know what you mean.
Things you told us last night.
Well, we're going to have games, and we're going to have a zoo, and...
Games. We'll take that, games. What kind of games?
Oh, you know, like they do at fairs. Dark games and trying to knock over milk bottles and throw bean bags. And...
Where are you going to have all these games?
Well, in booths, the way they do at fairs.
But, honey, where are the booths, then?
I don't know. Daddy can build some, I thought.
Yeah, Daddy can build some. For Pete's sake, Bessie, did you realize what was involved?
All right. Now, you just told me not to get excited.
Yeah, for the love of my daddy can build stuff.
All right. Now,
what do you do?
Just calm down. They don't have to be elaborate. Can't you maybe just you know, get together with some of the fathers or something, and just, can't you borrow some saw horses, maybe, and just put some planks across?
That's
like
a
that?
Booth? I mean, you actually saw horses and planks grow on trees or something.
No, I know they don't grow on trees, dear. Borrow some. Now, let's just get a list made of what the children have planned, then we can see what the problems are. Now, Betsy, look at me now. What about food?
Well, we thought hot dogs and hamburgers. Patty said her daddy could cook, so we decided he could cook the hot dogs and the hamburgers.
Does Patty's daddy know about this?
Well, I don't know. Patty was going to ask him.
All right, let's go on. Let me get the entire list of what you children have planned so that when the mothers show up this morning, we can all discuss it. Lots of games and things.
Well,
now, look, let me get everybody's attention here. Before we decide about anything else, we'd better discuss the food, which I think is the main consideration. Now, if our daughters have invited 50 people, as I understand it, the, you know, other little friends over to come to their fair here.
Where did they get 50 people?
Well, as I understand it, Elmer, it's mostly their parents and sisters and brothers. After all, with 10 of them in the club, you know, that's...
Well, where are the rest of the mothers? There are only four of us here.
Yeah, I know.
Aren't the rest of them going to help?
Well, I called them, Myra. Barbara Smith is expecting out-of-town company, so she said she couldn't come, but she'd call me next week.
Mm.
Mabel said she was just too busy with a dozen other things, but we should call her if we needed her.
What did she think you called her for this morning?
Yeah. You know Mabel.
I certainly do. She was on my committee for the church fair. She never did a thing.
She, Anne?
No, she certainly did not. Mabel makes me so mad.
Well, never mind Mabel. Let's see what has to be done.
Mabel always acts as though she's busier than anybody else.
Yes, doesn't she? I know. Hmm. Well, as Elna says, never mind Mabel. We can't wait for her, nor for Selma or Katie Wilkins. They were busy and couldn't come either. Now, since the fair is going to be held here in my yard, I'm grateful that three of you showed up anyhow. So dizzy from this list of things the children have planned that I've been
Well, as you said, the food is the biggest problem.
I don't see any point in having both hot dogs and hamburgers. I say, let's just have hot dogs. It'd be a lot simpler.
Yes, I think
well,
that's a good
idea. I do, too. That's a very good idea. The children wanted hamburgers, though.
Well, they're a lot more work. Besides, you have to keep hamburger cold. Can't be sitting out in the hot sun all day.
All day?
The children want the fair to start at 9, Anne, in the morning and go until 5 in the afternoon. Now, if people are going to be eating off and on all day...
9 in the morning?
Mm-hmm.
We can't possibly get things set up by 9. I say have the fair start at 11:30. Then people will come in time for lunch... Serve the hot dogs until 1 or 1:30, and that's all.
I think Myra's right.
Yes, I do, too. That's a very good idea. All right, then the fair will start at 11:30. That's settled. And we'll just serve hot dogs until, say, 1:30.
You've got to have something else besides hot dogs.
Well, I thought potato chips. We can get those big boxes or stacks of potato chips.
No. Get the 5-cent sacks, and everybody can just buy them.
Oh, that's a good idea.
We won't make any money, but that's...
Now, what about dessert? Shall we all make cakes?
If you have cakes, then you have to have paper plates and forks.
Why not buy cupcakes? I think that's what the kids plan on.
Why have cake at all? It's messy, too. With cupcakes, you've got those little crinkly papers around. The people just throw them around, at least the smaller children will, and the yard will be all littered up.
Get some big cartons from the store when you order the food. Just put those around with signs that say, don't be a litter bug.
Yes, that's good. Signs. Another thing may have to be made, too. Now, that means I have to buy paper for the signs and for posters and all that.
You know, frankly, I wouldn't have cupcakes. What the children like are popsicles. I say just buy popsicles.
Where am I going to keep 50 popsicles cold, Anne?
Where are you going to keep all the ginger ale and orange pop and things like that cold?
Well, I have to see who has coolers for ice. You know, do you have any?
I've got a big one that we take on picnic.
Well,
oh, I do, too.
Bring them over and see
if I can dig up a few more.
Yeah, fine. Mm-hmm. Now, Ella said Fred can get all the folding chairs we need from the church, right?
I haven't asked him yet, but I'm sure he can. Is 50 enough?
Oh,
well,
yes,
I don't think 50 is enough.
You don't?
No. If the children are putting on some entertainment, I'm sure some of the grandparents would like to come. I know my mother and dad would like to see Patty do a tap dance.
Oh, yes. Well, I've already asked my folks and Fred, too. Didn't you count them?
Well, I haven't counted anybody. I mean, the children just said they... Figured they'd ask about 50 with their combined parents and brothers and sisters and friends. I mean, now, look, if we're going to ask grandparents...
Well, now, listen, I know Jack's parents would love to come. In fact, Jack's brother and his wife and their five children will be visiting when the fair's on. And I'll almost have to ask them.
Well, Anna...
Well, if you're going to ask relatives, then I'll have to ask Fred's sister.
Well, I certainly want to ask my sister.
Well...
Oh, Thelma would be mad as hops if I didn't. She's the one who taught Patty how to tap dance.
Uh-huh, well, just...
And she has an apartment with two other girls. So she'd have to ask them to come along, too. Otherwise, I think it would look very funny.
Well, I hate to say this. It's the very thing held at our place. But, I mean, I don't see how we can all ask everybody we know. I mean, we have to draw the line somewhere. I mean, you know, it's just going to get out of hand if we ask everybody.
All we have to do is to plan on more food, that's all.
Well,
the more people come to the fair, the more money the children make out of
it. Well, I know, Ann, but I think we ought to get organized first. Decide who is in charge of what and then see how many people we can handle.
Well, why don't you be in charge of the food,
Eleanor? No, I'd rather be in charge of something else. Every time the church or the school puts on something, too, I always get asked to be in charge of the food, and I'm tired of it.
Well, you know, it's probably because you're such a good cook, Eleanor.
Well, it doesn't take Oscar of the Waldorf to cook hot dogs, and I'm tired of it. I'll be in charge of the entertainment.
I already said that I was to be in charge of entertainment. After all, I can help the kids. I had dramatics in school.
So did I.
Well, Myra...
Why don't you take charge of the games and Anne can take charge of the cooking?
Well, now, why should I
have...
Look, for Pete's sake, will you just calm down?
Well, I don't know what to do. I just do not know what to do, that's all.
Oh, Mommy, don't worry so.
Now, Betsy, perhaps you can explain what's happened. Have you and all your little friends, your club members, had a fight over who's in charge of what at the fair?
No. We're all getting along fine. It's the mothers.
The mothers.
Eleanor got mad because Myra suggested she have charge of the food, and she said she's always put in charge of the food. She's tired of it. And Anne got mad because Myra suggested she be in charge of the food. She didn't see why Myra was being so bossy. And both Eleanor and Myra want to have charge of entertainment.
Yeah, well, look, who's fair is it?
Well, we have to help the children. Mabel, as usual, is trying to get out of doing anything. I called her again.
But we have people in charge of these things, Mommy. That's what I told you. I'm in charge of entertainment, and Patty is in charge of the food. Sophie's in charge of the games, and Mary Lou is in charge of the zoo.
Exactly. Now, I suggest that each mother help out with whatever her child is in charge of. The mothers will be assistant in charge.
That puts me in charge, or the assistant in charge, of entertainment. And Myra thinks she ought to be there because she had dramatics in school and the lead senior high school play or something.
You mothers are being a little, childish, don't you think? I mean, I told you not to take over. I said, let the children do this.
Listen, I'm upset mostly because the mothers are asking dozens of their relatives and friends and grandparents, and I figured roughly we're going to have about 150 people at this thing, maybe 200.
200?
Yes.
As Mrs. Lundell said, the more we have, the more money we'll make.
I know.
But the parking, Betsy. All those people coming here in cars, where are they going to park? Look, I'll have to get permission to use a field across the road. I mean, somebody will have to direct traffic.
Well, you better have a meeting of the fathers.
We don't.
And we've only got a week, dear, so you better start calling.
Gee, I don't know what's the matter with everybody. We thought putting on a fair would be fun. Daddy?
Betsy, go set the table, will you, dear? Daddy's figuring how many fathers now.
I'll put George in charge of the outdoor grill.
Well, he won't like that.
I don't care. Jack can direct traffic. Well, I better
you
call
want
a meeting,
more
I guess.
The Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
This was an original old radio broadcast, presented by Radio of Yesteryear. Carol Hawkins speaking.